This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of holiday travelers is expected to break records this weekend, but some people are going to see some bad weather. Stormy weather across the Northwest into the weekend. And in the South, parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas have been bracing for high winds, hail, and maybe tornadoes in some places. There'll be a court hearing today for the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a New York City subway train. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Sebastian Zepeda's already been arraigned this week in Brooklyn on murder and arson charges. He has not yet entered a plea. Prosecutors allege Zepeda, who is a Guatemalan citizen who entered the U.S. illegally, lit the woman's clothing on fire and fanned the flames using a shirt in what New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch has called
one of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit against another human being.
She alleges Zepeda watched the woman burn to death from a bench outside the train on Sunday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Aviation experts are pretty sure they know why that passenger plane from Azerbaijan crashed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday, killing 38 people. They think Russian air defense fire was likely responsible. Alan Deal is a former U.S. Air Force investigator.
Extensive shrapnel damage, the physical evidence there at the Kazakhstan airport strongly suggests that this aircraft was hit by some kind of anti-aircraft weapon.
South Korea's National Assembly has just voted to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo. The Constitutional Court will decide whether to dismiss him or reinstate him. Scientists say the Earth sweated through an average of 41 extra days of dangerous heat this year because of human-caused climate change. This is AP News. Have you been spending a lot of money during this holiday season?
Holiday sales rose this year, even though Americans are wrestling with high prices and groceries and other financial worries. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8%. Senior advisor to MasterCard, Steve Sadoff, says that's a faster pace than they expected.
This was against a forecast of 3.2% for the season. So they expected that sales were going to be healthy during the season. They came in a bit healthier than that. And the sales were growing both online and in stores.
The measure tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. MasterCard says the last 5 days of the season accounted for a tenth of the spending. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Today, Friday, the Mega Millions drawing is worth an estimated $1 billion plus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.